Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Your host is Minister Janice. We are grateful today. We are grateful for the many blessings that God continues to shower on us. Yes, we are grateful. We are just grateful today. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. He's graceful. He's gracious. He's merciful. And he's kind. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. And they did not, I said, did not hide or shrink, their lives. They did not shrink or did not hide their lives from the force of death. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Have a testimony. Having a testimony is so important. Have a testimony. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us. We thank you for this moment. We are grateful today, God. We are grateful for everything that you're doing, and we're grateful, God, for things that have yet to come. We ask, Master, right now in the name of Jesus, that you teach this lesson, God. Teach it to us, God. We need a fresh word. We need a fresh anointing from you, a word that only you can give us. And we stand right now and receive it. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, we received the word of God, huh? Yes, yes. We are just grateful today. Grateful, grateful, grateful. We are grateful. We are truly grateful. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. In today's world, we see many things. Some things good and some not so good. We learn good things and bad things are very close by. The decision is ours to make, and that's because of the God we serve. He has never, never forced himself on us, and he will never do that. So there is a way that he draws his people to him. Some say through debt, some say through misfortunes, even through giving in, is a smart choice to make. Giving in. Yeah. To lay down your weapons, put down your shield, surrender. Hold up your flag. Am I talking to anybody? Here are several things that we can do to help us in this process, to help us to learn how to throw out the flag, wave the flag, that we surrender, that we giving in, that we allowing the Spirit of God to overtake us. Huh? So it says here, do not be weary in doing good. Tell yourself to stop. To stop. To go into timeout if necessary. If it's necessary for you to go into timeout, hasta la vista. Go into timeout. And sometimes when we go into timeout, we come back and we're fresh, fresh. Our minds have been renewed. We have a different outlook. Yeah, we done spent quality time with God. Go into timeout. Go into timeout. Go into time when we can sit and be quiet, sit when we can learn, sit at his feet and just sup with him and be blessed. Yeah. Be not weary. No matter what's going on, no matter what it looked like, be not weary. Be not weary, I said. Huh? Let not your mind and heart think. Fear not. Do not tremble. Do not become terrified. Huh? Deuteronomy 20 and 3. Laugh out loud. Laugh out loud. Give it a spiritual laugh when approaching the enemy, knowing who's in charge, knowing that you are a child of God. You are his child. You are his chosen vessel. Glory to God that he has chosen you. Yes, he has chosen you. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. I'm going to give you rest. I'm going to cause you to be able to lay down and have rest, a sweet rest. Yeah, yeah. Matthew 11 and 28. We are humans. We may think we are Wonder Woman, or we can think that we're Superman, or we can think that we are, what, Jack the Ripper, huh? But we're human. We're human in the eyes of God. Oh, yeah. And we need rest. We need rest. We need to learn how to rest, how to go into a quiet place and get rest. We need to learn how to sit sometime and be quiet. Sit and be still. Sit and hear from an almighty God. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has not permitted fear to be a gift from him. He has not given us that gift. That is not a gift from God. But he has given us love. He said that we should love one another as he has loved us. Love. Concern for one another. Love. Going out the way. Love, putting your own feelings on, your own schedule on the back burner and focusing on someone else. Love. 2 Timothy tells us in Christ there is no fear. There's no fear in him. Hallelujah. There is no fear in God. Yeah, no fear. Determined. Be determined to hold out. Hold out and see what's going to happen. Hold out. When things seem that you're at your end, you're at your wits, this is all I can do. Just hold out. Hold on and see what's going to happen. See how God will come in and he will show up. He'll show up. Oh, glory to God. But when we saw, he says here that when the wind blew, listen to this, the wind blew. It was quiet. It was a quiet wind that blew. It wasn't noisy. It was quiet. See, God comes and he comes and it's quiet. He's not noisy all the time. Sometimes it's just a peace. It's a sound. It's a twinkle. Oh, yeah. And you wonder, have he came yet? Have he come yet? Yeah. He has came and he has gone. That's the God that we serve. He's a peaceful God. He doesn't have a whole lot of rhetoric. He's not boisterous. Many times he comes in a silent tune, in a whisper. Huh? Because he's meek and he's humble. He humbles himself. Oh, yeah. He'll come and whisper. Oh, the Holy Spirit will whisper to you. Yes, this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we're talking about. Huh? But let him who wants to enjoy life and see good days, whether apparent or not, keep his tongue free. From gall. Lips of deceit, lips of lying to people repeatedly, becoming a habitual liar. God is not pleased with you. 1 Peter 3:10. To remove that thinking. Remove that from your heart, because we know that whatever the man comes through the heart, it comes through his thinking, then it comes through his mouth. So the heart has to be clean. The heart has to be purified. Glory to God. Give me a clean heart, O God. Renew me the right spirit, O God. Wash me, God. Hose me out. Cleanse me so I can be white. So I can be whiter than snow. Huh? So I can be clean. So I can be able to sit at your feet. So I can be able to sit at your feet. So I can be able to hear from you, God. Remove all the clutter. Remove all the evil thought. Oh, Master, remove them. So then, and only then, will I be able to see you. Only will I be able to see you. Only will I be able to know that you are a true and a living God. Huh? When I'm clean, when I have made a change, when I have surrendered, when I have put up my flag. My flag is up. I've surrendered. I'm waving my flag. No more do I have a wall up. No more will I be contrary. No more will I have gall. No more will I think evil. No more will I plot and plan against others. No more. I'm laying them down. I'm laying my burdens down. That song used to say, I'm going to lay down my burden. Where? Down by the riverside. And I'm what? I'm going to study. I'm not going to study no more wall. I'm not going to study no more mess. I'm not going to study no more confusion. My heart is getting ready to make a 365-degree turn. Because I'm trusting God. I'm relying on Him. I'm not relying on anybody else. I'm seeking Him. I'm seeking the Holy Spirit. I'm asking for His protection. I'm asking for His understanding and renew me and give me the right standard. Put me in that place where I could stand. And I could stand boldly, claim the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I can say that I know Him, that I know Him for myself. Oh, I remember one of my church members. This was an old lady. She used to jump up in her seat, and she would say, get to know Him. Get to know Him. She would always say that. Get to know Him for yourself. Get to know. Have a relationship with Him. Glory to God. Get to know Him. I used to see her. I didn't understand what she was saying. Oh, glory to God. But I know now. Hallelujah. I have a relationship, I said. A relationship with an almighty God, with the King of Kings, with the Lord of Lords. Yes, I have a relationship, one that I can call. I can call Him anytime I need Him. He's always there. He's ever present. He walks with me. He talks with me. And He tells me that I am His own. The joy that we share. Oh, glory to God. You don't want to leave. You don't want to leave. You want to just stay here. You just want to stay in the presence of an almighty God. Hallelujah. Do not fear. He's saying here to Abram. He said, do not fear. He said, I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great. Hallelujah. This is a promise, y'all. Your reward is going to be great. If you hold on. If you make a change, yeah, your reward. Promise is sent to us. Promise to the believers in Christ. A reward will come to those who hold out. Hallelujah. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. And put on what? The whole armor. Ooh, the whole armor. The whole armor. Stand firm. Put aside the schemes of the enemy. Put aside the evil. evil thinking. Put it away. Glory to God. Put it away. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle with principalities. Those are rulers that sit in high places. But they can come down. Am I talking to anybody? They can come down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's nothing too hard for our God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. To be smart. Be smart when you're choosing your weapon. Huh? Be smart. One thing I have desired of the Lord, it says, that I will seek after that I may dwell in the house. I'm going to dwell, y'all. I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That's my desire. That's my desire. That's what I'm working toward. That's what I'm striving for. That's why I'm living a life that is pleasing to God. Hallelujah. We got to live a life, y'all. We got to live a life that lets men, girls, boys, women know that we have a Savior. That is something different. There's something different about them. They must know something. Huh? They have been somewhere. Could it be that they have been sitting at the feet of Jesus? And they have been blessed. And then when the blessing comes, it overshadows. Oh, yeah. It generates it in their facial expression. It generates all in their conversation. It generates all in the walk, in the talk. You can tell something is different about that person. Psalms 28 and 4 tells us about the beauty of the Lord. Huh? That's what we desire, to have the beauty of the Lord in the temple. Yes, in his presence. Yeah. You know, right now, many of us are not able to go into a church. Or we're limited. Whatever's going on, we know what's going on. A lot we can't do. But I want to let you know that the church is in you. You are the church. Glory to God. You are the church. I'm talking to you, the believer in Christ. You are the church. You are the city that sits on a hill that has a light. You're not hiding it under a bush. You have a light, and you're letting it, what? It's shining so men could see that and glorify God with you, through you. They see the church in you. Glory to God. The church is not just a place where you go. The church is you. You are the church. That's the building. We must never forget that. Never. Listen up. A believer in Christ, one who is standing up, not laying down, not laying down, falling for any and everything, every wind, every itchy ear, not that person. We're talking about the believer, the one who desires to make a change, to be the change, huh? The one who wants to be the church. The one who has a voice. The one who can come and encourage. The one who can lay hands. The one who could pray. The one who can call on God. And he will come and he will show up. The one who is merciful. The one who's concerned about his neighbor. Concerned about even his enemies. Oh, can't talk about the enemy. Yes, we should be concerned even about enemies. Oh, glory to God. Our enemies. How do we get our enemy to come to Christ? It's through the love that we have, that we share. That's how we do it. It's all about the love that's through Christ that we have. If we are the church, if we are ones who are trying to make a change, we are the light. Let our light so shine that men can see the goodness, and it's in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we may have to cry. We may have to weep. We may have to moan. But I said, do not get weary in due season. Because if you don't, you will reap. Huh? Your reaping is coming. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't stay there. Don't stay there. Knowing that the joy of the Lord is where your strength is. The joy, I said, is where your strength lies. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you, the believer in Christ. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He gives us peace. He gives us understanding. Oh, yeah. He gives us longevity. He gives that. These are the gifts from him. He doesn't give us fear. Huh? Fear is not a gift that God gives us. He gives us faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. That is the gift that God gives to the believer in Christ. We have faith. Our faith tells us that we may not see it, but we have the power, we have the ability to speak it into existence. I mean, we may not see that house. We may not see that healing. But we're going to believe it, and we're going to speak it, and we're going to act like it has come to pass, and it will come. Am I talking to anybody? Speaking by faith, trusting God, no matter what it looked like, no matter how it sound. Yeah, going into your closet, going into that secret place, and calling on God. Interceding for your family, interceding for your loved ones. Oh, yeah. That's what we do. That's who we are. We walk by faith. Yeah. One who has pledged, one who has committed himself to Christ. Commitment. Has gone into covenant agreement. Gone into covenant agreement with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Anybody in a covenant agreement? Huh? A covenant agreement with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's supposed to be a part of our walk, being in a covenant agreement with him. Being in an agreement that we desire to serve him for the rest of our days, that we are not just going to sit on what we know. We're not just going to sit on what he has given us. But we're going to share it. We're going to go. We're going to run. We're going to tell men, girls, and boys that there is a reality. Hallelujah. And serving a true and a living God. That God is real and that God loves them. Most of all, that God is able. He's able. He's able, I said. Huh? He's able. He has the power. He has the ability. Coronavirus, he could blink his eye and that would be gone off this earth. He has that power. Did you hear what I said? He is the God that created all of us. He is the God that created the heavens and he created the earth. He came and breathed breath into us and we all became living souls. Glory to God. He has the ability to cause us to lay down. He has that ability. He has that power. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. The God that we serve, he's an able God. Mm-hmm. One who has pledged and has committed himself or herself to Christ takes pleasure in knowing that there is a house that has been prepared for you. Think about that. He has taken time to go and prepare a place for us. Huh? So that means we were on his mind. We were in his thoughts. Even at the beginning, even when we didn't know him, he was concerned about us. Oh, that gives me chills when I think about that. The love of God. The godly love that he has for us. Oh, yes, yes. We should stay focused. Stay focused. Don't lose our step. step in time. Keep our beat. March like there is hope, knowing that he is with us through it all. Learn how to trust him. Learn how to depend on him. He is an everlasting God. Huh? He loves all of us. He created all of us. Yes, thing that you have, God gave it to you. Everything that you have in your bank account, in your home, the bed you sleep in, it all belongs to him. He was the one who gave it to you. Hallelujah. Yeah, you went to work. You worked on a job. But it wasn't the job that allowed you to get it. It was him. It was God. Him and his son Jesus. Glory to God. He is the one. Supernatural Savior. Super. Yeah. We should know where to lean. We can't lean everywhere, but we lean on Jesus. We call on Jesus. We depend on Jesus and his Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. We ask the Holy Spirit for guidance. It will come. It will guide us. It will lead us into truth. It will teach us. Many times we need to stop eating so much and fast and pray so God can grant us direction. Yeah, we need to have direction as what to do, when not to do it, what to say, what we shouldn't say, how we should act, how we shouldn't act, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. Yes, spend quality time with our Savior. We don't exercise our rights with the Holy Spirit as we should. The Holy Spirit is here. He's present. He waits for us to call on him, and he will show up. But many of us get in trouble because we operate on our own. We should learn to use the Holy Spirit and ask for guidance. If we don't know the Holy Spirit, take time to learn the Holy Spirit. Take time to learn his attributes. They're all around you. He's ever present. They're all around. Yeah, and he's at your beck and call. Because in 2 Corinthians, this is what Paul was talking to us about, the Holy Spirit is here for us, is ever present for our guidance, and we have to use it so that God can be glorified. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word, God. We thank you, Master, for everyone that's listening. We thank you, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, Master, that you use us to your glory. Use us, God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday and, of course, on Sunday with God's Favorite Ministries and on Mondays with Sister Gigi. We are just grateful to God for everything that he's doing in our lives. And we bless you as we bless others. Amen.